Okay, Ashton, let's talk about your work skills and the work that you were involved with in your SAE. Of course, you're in the metropolitan Oklahoma City metropolitan area. What sort of job did you discover?
Well, I worked at Remington Park Racetrack and Casino as a gap attendant, and through that employment, I was also able to work at a layup and rehab stable where retired racehorses as well as off-season racehorses are kept.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about what did you call it again?
A layup and rehab.
Okay, layup and rehab, but what was the name of the position that you had?
A gap attendant at Remington Park.
A gap attendant. So tell me what, and let's get back over in the center again. What sort of responsibilities did you have as a gap attendant?
I was given basic duties. I kind of talked with the public, let them know where they could safely watch the horses, operated the gates to the horse path, and was kind of just helpful to the public in general.
Okay, so you were interacting with the public. What did you have to do to be successful at that?
Well, I kind of had to come out of my shell. I'm a really shy person naturally, so it was a little bit difficult at first, but after a while, I soon got to learn. I was soon able to talk to people without any problem.
Tell me about tell me about some of the things that you learned in that second position that you kind of added on as you were there at Remington.
So at the farm, I was able to learn a variety of skills, all involving horses. And I think these skills, they're really going to take me far in my career because I would love to be a vet. And all of the skills that I've learned here, they'll really give me an advantage in that field.
So you were working directly with horses then?
Yes, yes. I worked hands-on.
What sort of things were you doing?
I cleaned stalls, give hay, give feed, good water. I gave shots, basic grooming, just everything that comes with caring for horses.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about your involvement with FFA.
So my involvement in the FFA began my freshman year. I wasn't very involved my freshman year. However, my sophomore year, I started showing pigs, and I gave a couple speeches. I've been on the farm shop team my senior year and done really well with that. I also had a number of SE programs. I've shown chickens, I've shown hogs, and I've also had my own racehorse.
So tell me, you said interested in being a veterinarian. Why?
I've grown up around horses, and it's something that I've just absolutely loved. And now that I've gotten a chance to learn about it more in depth, it's something that I think I'll love to do later in life.
Tell me about what you think ag education and FFA has done for you.
I believe my time in the FFA has changed me in a lot of different ways. It's taught me so many different life lessons that I'm going to use further on in my life. It's taught me responsibility and opened me up to a whole world of agriculture that I never would have known existed had I not joined the program.
Is it, you're in a big high school, much bigger than a lot of other FFA chapters around the state. How does FFA perceived at Edmond?
Well, maybe not with the best reputation. Sometimes ag kids are looked down a little bit. However, I think that we have a great program, and FFA really does a lot for students that people who aren't involved with it, they don't really see that.